I keep turning.
Do you want me to read these two together?
Yes, please.
Item 169, improve land use and other city regulations through the Regulatory Improvement Code Amendment Package 8, Technical Amendments, and 170, improve city tree regulations through the Regulatory Improvement Code Amendment Package 8, Technical Amendments.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. My name is Sandra Wood. I'm with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Thank you for having us again. We were here last Wednesday with the hearing for the Regulatory Improvement Code Amendment Package number 8, and there were 7 amendments that were proposed, and they were moved and seconded last week, and we've had a written testimony open for another week on those amendments. And if I may recommend, would you like me to walk you through those? Would that be an easier way to go about this? Okay, great. You should have 2 pieces of information in front of you. One is a memo from Mayor Wheeler to city commissioners dated February 6th, and the other one is 3 more amendments. So Mayor Wheeler's amendment included 4 amendments that, as I said, were moved and seconded last week. And so I believe the plan was that we vote on these amendments today, on all 7 of them, and then you will do the second reading next week. That was my understanding. So starting with the mayor's amendment, so we need to call the roll, Carla. So we'll be calling 7 rolls. Yeah, we're ready? Okay, so the first amendment number 1 is to item number 3 about regular lot lines.
You got roll call on number 1.
And that's on page 95 of the handout you just
gave.
So we're
going to do each of them individually?
Individually is what I understand we need to do, because they were all moved individually.
I see. Okay. Roll call
on number 1. Fritz.
This is to make it easier to do lot lines, and it's almost a technical fix. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Right. Amendment number 2 is item 33, which has to do with the definitions of stream on page 113 of the document. And basically, it removes the amendment to the stream definition in the zoning code.
Roll call.
Fritz.
And just to clarify, under the hazardous substance, which is underlined in front of that, that's because we're also changing hazardous substances, but nobody had an amendment on that one. Is that correct? On page 113.
Double-check that.
I think, again, those...
So that references the list of lists, which is a federal document, and that was updated, and the old reference was still in the code. So
this is another technical part of it, right? So, and that's what we've already got in the main thing. So now we're talking about redefining Seaboard Spring to be an area where groundwater is discharged onto the land surface, creating either saturated soil conditions or visible flow at the land surface, and I vote aye.
Aye.
Fish. Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Great. The amendment 3 is about Title 11. Title 11 is the tree code, and the city auditor identified several minor typos and errors. So this is a list of errata that she wanted to have corrected during this process.
Roll call.
Fritz.
Very much appreciate the council and the staff working on some of the tree issues. Obviously, we've got many more to go. This is a start. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Amendment 4, and the final one in the mayor's memo, is regarding inclusionary housing parking in the vote that council did in December, I guess it was. What council intended was to waive the parking requirements for projects that provided on-site or off-site affordable housing, but not to waive the parking requirements for projects that paid a fee in lieu. I believe, Commissioner Fish, this was your amendment at that time. The code amendment wasn't aligned with that intent, and so this amendment is technical to bring it into alignment with council's intent.
So to be clear, this would have the effect of discouraging, in effect, someone to do a fee in lieu,
because they would not be getting out from under the minimum parking requirement.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Fritz.
Well, thanks to everybody for working on this. This is what we came to in late last year. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Great. Now moving on to the other document that you have. Amendment 5 was introduced by Commissioner Saltzman and seconded by Commissioner Fritz last week. It's on page 115 of the document. This changes the measurements chapter and changes how Florida area ratio is measured. The Planning and Sustainability Commission's recommendation is to measure Florida area ratio based on post-dedication site area, so a smaller site area after land has been dedicated. Commissioner Saltzman's amendment would measure it pre-dedication, prior to the applicant dedicating public right-of-way on a street that's been widened.
So just, I missed this discussion. I might have missed this discussion last week. What's the net effect of that?
The net effect is, so the way the process works is an applicant comes in with a building permit, and all the service bureaus are reviewing it, and PBOT would take a look at it and ask the applicant for dedication of right-of-way. The request, and I believe, is that penalizes the applicant because then it makes the site area smaller, and thus they would lose Florida area ratio. So this amendment ensures that they can count that site area before the dedication occurs towards their Florida area ratio calculations.
For how long have we been using the current rule?
For as long as we've had zoning, since 1924.
This has the net effect of allowing more development on a site, not massively more. It means that they're not getting penalized for giving a larger right-of-way, which could include wider sidewalks or some of the other things that we require now that we didn't necessarily require 20, 30 years ago.
Okay, thank you.
Roll call.
Thank you to Commissioner Saltzman, Bureau of Planning staff, and Bureau of Development Services, as well as Transportation, for figuring out this one. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Thank you. So then Amendment 6 was introduced by Commissioner Udaly last week, or your staff, and this has to do with a correction to the design review thresholds. As you can see, the design review threshold table is 2 pages long, and there was a circumstance where a property, and the testimony last week was Cully, where the old Sugar Shack property is, that has a design overlay. It is not in a design district, which is a subset, and I won't get into that. But there, in the table, inadvertently sends that property through a Type 3 design review instead of a Type 2 design review, which is always the intent outside of Central City for a project of that size to go through a Type 2.
Any questions?
They tried to sneak this by Eagle Eye Udaly. I'm glad she caught this.
Well, I do have to give a little credit to my Chief of Staff, Marshall Runkle, for that one. Roll call.
Fritz.
Good spot. For those who weren't watching last week, I was very impressed when staff knew the answer to why do we have this number, which is 2,188,650. And the answer was it started off as a more rational and rounded number, but then it gets changed by inflation each year. So it'll continue to look.
March 1st, it'll change.
Yes. So thank you for explaining that. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
And our final amendment is Amendment 7 that was introduced by Commissioner Fritz last week and moved.
And actually, I would like to amend my amendment, if that's all right with everybody. I had offered a rather convoluted suggestion, which is down here in your packet, about when we can extend members' terms because there's a vacancy. After due consideration, I believe it would be better to just remove the planning sustainability's suggestion of by right giving members another year on a commission if the commissioner, i.e. me or whoever, has not been able to appoint a new member. So I withdraw the commission, amendment you have before you, and I would strike, well, we don't have the other one
Right, so I think what you would do is probably move to amend the recommended draft to delete the amendments to this section, which is 33.710.030.
Can you identify what number that would have been? I'm sorry about this.
What item number it is?
Yeah. So essentially, the planning sustainability staff colleagues had said, let's allow a member who should be termed out to serve another term if there's nobody ready to fill the vacancy. With 600,000 people in the city, I think if we start early enough, we, the council members who are making those advisory recommendations to the mayor, ought to be able to find somebody when there's an expected vacancy due to a term limit.
So your motion is to move to delete the amendments to item number 15.
15.15. Yeah, so I withdraw my previous ones and I move to delete amendment 15.
So
would you second it for a
moment? I'll second it for discussion. Mm-hmm. So what are the commissions, committees, and boards provided under this chapter?
Yep, so this is the zoning code. So the bodies that are listed in the zoning code are the hearings officer, the Planning and Sustainability Commission, the Design Commission, Historic Landmarks Commission, Adjustment Committee. I believe that's it.
Okay, I wanted to clarify that because we'll be having a discussion at council about boards and commissions and updating our rules generally. And so this is very specific to, and essentially those bodies only.
Mm-hmm. Any further question or comment? Okay, roll call.
Fritz. Well, thank you, Commissioner Fitch. That's another helpful clarification because you are in the process of looking at it, so we shouldn't be changing the rules for the specific committees and boards that Ms. Wood mentioned until we've done that overall look. So I vote aye on my amendment.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye. Next.
That was a motion and a vote on, you motioned, there was a first and a second on the amendment and then a vote on the amendment. I just want to make sure I'm clear.
That's correct.
Okay.
And so now we need to pass the whole packet, the recap 8 recommended draft as amended that you just amended to second reading next week.
Okay. Roll call?
No,
roll call.
We just say.
You just say that.
Oh, okay, we're moving it to second week. My first time doing this. Thank you.
You're great.
Thank you very much to staff for A, sitting here all morning or in and out all morning, and then for your wonderful clarity in the presentation.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you.
We don't have to set a time, right, Lauren?
No, you do not.
Thank you.
All right, on to the
next item.